Howdy, howdy, what is up? Tyson Kazare here with the Video Game Composer Podcast, sharing tips, strategies, and stories to help you on your road to becoming a full-time video game music composer. Today's episode is a very special anniversary celebration episode. Now, it's not an anniversary of this podcast, but rather it's an anniversary of my career. So it's 10:03 p.m. August 31st, 2023 right now. And I'm trying to record this episode and get it out before midnight because it was August of 2018, so August 5 years ago, that I first began this crazy journey of trying to become a full-time video game music composer. So in this episode, in this 5 year career anniversary episode, I just want to share some highlights of where my journey started, where my career started, and how it progressed year by year, and where I'm at now, and then share lessons that I've learned from each year along the way. And I hope that it's helpful for you and that you can glean some valuable things off of hearing my story and where my career has gone thus far. I've told the story of why I decided to get started composing for video games finally after such a long time and everything in previous episodes, so I won't retell it here, but I'll just kind of give highlights over the past 5 years. So in August 2018, I decided that I was going to start becoming a composer. And initially, video games weren't even on my mind. I was thinking more media, film, advertising. And so I started in August. I started talking to people and calling people, and I didn't get any gigs in 2018. So from August to December, I didn't get any paid work or any free work, but I learned a lot. I talked to a lot of people, and I learned a lot about the state of the industry and where things were at, because I was kind of clueless about all of that. I also got new gear and started learning my new gear. I took a course on Logic and got pretty fluent at Logic. So I laid a lot of really great groundwork in 2018. In 2019, I went to my first event, my first networking event, and I got my first paid gig, which was really exciting. And that was in February of 2019. And before that, in January, in late January, just like a couple weeks before, maybe even a week before, I had gotten my first non-paid gigs. So within the matter of just a couple weeks, I got 3 gigs, which was really exciting. So I got my first gigs at the very beginning of the year in 2019. And then I just started meeting a lot of people and reaching out, and I got more gigs. And I basically always had a gig. So when one gig was ending, I was able to get another one and another one. And I kind of kept the gigs rolling all through 2019. And then the same thing with 2020 started off really strong. And in early March, I had a couple of meetings set up with some developers, and it looked like those were going to go through. And then COVID happened and GDC got canceled, and these teams lost their funding, and these contracts that I was going to have fell apart. And that was really hard. But I just kept pushing, and I got more gigs. 2021, I changed my strategy up, and my finding strategy, my prospecting strategy, and I didn't get as many gigs from my prospecting efforts because I was trying to figure out what I was doing. I was trying to figure out a new strategy. But I did get referrals coming in. I got referrals from old people that I had contacted, and I got referrals from people that I had previously worked with. They did some repeat business with me. They referred me to other people. So that was really awesome. So I got most of my work in 2021 either came from referrals from people that I'd worked with in the past, repeat business from people that I'd worked with in the past, or people that I had contacted the year before in 2020, reaching out and being like, hey, you know, I wasn't ready back then, but I'm ready now. Let's do this. So that was really awesome. That was really cool to see the power of referrals and of your network and having a warm network, and of also people coming around. You know, maybe they're not ready at one point, but later on they might be. And I got at least 2 gigs that came just from that. People calling me up and being like, hey, we talked last year. I'm ready to do this now. So that was really cool. 2022 was the hardest year of my career. Before 2022, well, actually, before halfway through 2021, I had always had a gig. 2019, always had a video game contract I was working on. 2020, always had a project I was working on. First half of 2021, always had a project. But mid-2021, things started to dry up. I was still trying my new strategy, which was less like just cold contacting tons of people and trying to do more with networking and meet people. And I also moved to a different state in 2021, summer of 2021. So things also slowed down with my business. 2022, things were really slow, and I basically only had one gig, and it barely paid. Like, it paid less than $500. 2002 was a really hard year to not have work. I had also quit my day job, which was teaching at a university in 2021. I'd quit my day job, we moved, and basically after that happened, work dried up. So 2022 was a very difficult year. There were some cool things that happened. I met a lot of really cool people. I went to live in-person GDC for the first time. But work-wise, things were really dry and it was super duper hard. 2023 started off hard as well. I didn't have anything in the beginning, but by quarter two, gigs started rolling in and it felt amazing. It felt so good. So where am I now? So now, 5 years exactly into my career, I'm in a really good spot. I have three really solid gigs right now. And I'm now at the point where video game music is paying the bills and it feels really great and it feels really rewarding. And I see good things on the horizon and I see good things on the future. And it's really bizarre to me because I've heard just through the years talking to other composers and freelancers and creatives, and I've often heard them talk about the five-year mark and how things really started to happen at 5 years. It's wild because it really has worked out that way. And even though I'd gotten some gigs, I got a gig in quarter two of 2023, things were still really tight and I was looking for jobs and I was gonna start stocking shelves at Walmart and I was applying for just like anything I could get. And it was really hard and really tough. Even in July of this year, I was kind of freaking out, not knowing what I was gonna do. And then a big gig came along and everything kind of turned around. And the gig, the contract got signed at the beginning of August. So it was like exactly at the 5 year mark. It was really wild. So it really went from famine, extreme famine, to all of a sudden this big feast of gigs and things looking really hopeful for the future. So I wanted to give that quick career recap. My hope is that it will help someone. This is a really tough career. It can be really hard by yourself trying to make a freelance thing happen. It can feel like it's not going to happen and you can feel like a phony. I remember especially last year and even this year, I would tell people I'm a video game composer, but I'm like, man, I'm at home doing stuff all day, but it's not making a difference. I'm not making any money. I feel like a phony. I feel like I'm not really a video game composer. And it was really hard. So I share that story to give encouragement that there are really hard times and sometimes they will last for months or even years. But if you keep pushing and you keep working at it and you keep meeting people, you're gonna come out of that and the career gets better. Okay, now that I've shared that, I wanna share some of the top lessons I've learned from each year of my video game composing career that I've been building. So 2018, I learned a lot. I mentioned this already, but I learned a lot of really foundational stuff, and I also talked to a lot of people. So I had no idea what I was doing in the beginning, and so I just started calling people on the phone, directors and animators and film composers, and I just started asking them questions and picking their brain, and that helped so much, and it gave me a trajectory. It helped me to know, okay, I need to be moving in this direction. I need to be taking these actions. I need to learn a lot more about famous composers or about microphones or about whatever. I also really learned the importance of talking to other people and talking to professionals and just picking their brain. It was so valuable. 2019, I learned a lot about hard work and about reaching out to a lot of people. But I would say the big thing that I learned that year was the importance of showing up to events. I remember the first event that I went to, I mentioned it earlier in this episode, I was super nervous. I was really nervous. I sat in the car before the event started, and I just tried to meditate. I hadn't really meditated much before that, but I just tried to do a little meditation. I tried to relax, take some deep breaths. And I went in and I got my first paid gig ever. It was awesome. It was so cool. And that is very atypical, but it happened and it was great. And then I went to more in-person events that year and I met a lot of people. And so I just learned, you know what? I just got to show up. I almost didn't go to that first event. I thought, man, what's the point? I had to drive a couple hours to get there. It just seemed like, oh man, it would have been really easy not to go, is what I'm trying to say. And I was really nervous and I just pushed myself to go anyway. And it was a game changer for me. It was my first paying video game. It was awesome. And I'm still getting referrals from that team. Those guys are just the best. They're super awesome. It's just a heaven send. It was awesome. Okay, enough about that. 2020, I learned that you just got to persevere. You've got to keep keeping on. It was really tough in quarter one of 2020 when my gigs fell through, but I just kept pushing and I got more gigs and it happened. The other thing that I learned in 2020 is the importance of having business systems in place. I did a lot of research about how to collect referrals, and I created some Google forms, and I created like a system for obtaining referrals, not referrals, sorry, a system for obtaining testimonials from clients, from past clients. And I started implementing that, and that was really helpful. And you can go on my website and see those. I'm still using those same ones. I need to run through that system again. I also had systems set up for contacting people. I had spreadsheets and databases and scripts and documents. And I just got a lot of really awesome stuff set up that really improved my workflow and my prospecting. In 2021, I learned the power of relationships. I also alluded to this earlier, but all of my gigs came from past relationships that I had developed over the previous 2 years. So it was really awesome to see my relationships really blossom and provide my gigs during the first half of 2021. Actually, the second half as well. I also got a gig the second half of 2021 from relationships that I had cultivated. In 2022, I learned that it's important to have a plan and keep working your plan. I don't know if I necessarily, how well I learned that in 2022. Looking back, I learned that now because I stuck with my plan and it's paid off now a year and a half later. I also learned in 2022 that just because it's your third or your fourth or your fifth or your 10th year in business, it doesn't mean that you're entitled to things happening. Like, I had changed my strategy up in 2021, and so it just made sense that that strategy took some time to figure out. It took some time to get going. And so my old reliable strategy I'd stopped using, and that had all kind of dried up. So by the time 2022 hit, my old strategy had dried up. My new strategy hadn't really taken hold yet. And it was just a really slow year. I've been reflecting today on the lessons I've learned this year so far. And I've learned some really cool lessons. I'm learning this year is that it's important to run your business like a business. So I've been taking on gigs and I've been taking a lot of work, more work than I've had in the past. And so I've started to hire people out and subcontract a couple little things here and there. And And I've just started to think more like a business person, like, oh, okay, I need to have a list of subcontractors ready. I need to know the strengths of my different subcontractors and who's going to be the best for different types of gigs that I have. And then I'm also learning that sometimes I might feel tempted to get a subcontractor, but there might be instances where it's better for me to just do everything myself. And so kind of being more strategic and approaching my business more like a business, where I'm thinking about bringing people on and how I'm going to structure my company as I move forward. So that's been something really cool that I've been learning this year as well. And then the last thing I want to share that I've been learning is to always be looking forward. So in early August, as this bigger gig came in, and it looks like some other gigs are going to come in the future, and a lot of things are just coming together, I was really excited, and I signed the contract, and that made me feel a lot better. It always feels good when the contract is signed and the first money is sent. And that felt really great. But also in the back of my mind, I thought, I've got to find the next gig. I've got this gig, and that's great. I'm going to work super hard on it. But I also need to start now looking for the next gig. I can't rest on my laurels for a second. I need to always be looking forward to the future. I need to constantly be looking at how I can ensure that I don't have another 2022, that the rest of this year and 2024 will be lucrative, and that there will be growth and there will be many gigs coming in, and I need to always be looking to the future for my next move. I hope that some of this has been valuable. This is a little bit rougher of an episode than I would like to give because I'm just talking on the fly and trying to get this episode out there before midnight strikes. But I hope that this has been helpful. I hope in some of my ranting and some of my stories that you'll find some good nuggets that will help you as you continue your journey on becoming a full-time video game music composer. And if you've liked this episode, if you've got some value out of this episode or out of previous episodes, I would appreciate it if you just think of another composer that you know and share this podcast with them. Even if they're not a video game composer, or even if they're not a composer, but they're a sound designer, or they work in another aspect of game audio or of games, I would really appreciate it to help me get my message out to more people if you send this along to someone. And if you're listening to this and you don't know of another person to send this to, then I would invite you to reach out and to meet some more video game composers, meet some more peers, meet some more people that are doing what you're trying to do, or that are trying to do what you're trying to do. And an easy place to start is with me. Send me an email, reach out to me. I'd love to meet you. I love meeting my various listeners. And as always, go out and make it happen.